This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. By some calculations, Miami ranks just below New York as least affordable for those looking for a place to live. And for moderate to low-income seniors who are also LGBTQ, finding housing in the Miami-Dade County area that's affordable and welcoming can be a frustrating challenge. WLRN's Nadej Green has this report on an intervention by a nonprofit.
And here's my bedroom.
Adi Bruno Carmargo calls his one-bedroom apartment in North Miami his palace. He shows me his collection of plants outside.
And this is my suspended gardens of Bruno's house.
Camargo is gay. A few years ago, the 78-year-old was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Eventually, he had to stop working as a hairdresser.
I was living in South Beach, and I was paying $1,500 in not-so-fabulous building.
He says he was feeling healthier after receiving regular hormone treatments that suppresses the cancer, but his only income was Social Security, $750 a month. So he started selling his stuff to make his rent payment.
My jewels, I sell some very good pieces of art.
When he ran out of things to sell, his landlord was getting ready to kick him out, and Camargo says he would have been homeless.
I was totally desperate.
One of his friends told him about Lambda Living, a group that provides services for older LGBTQ people. Lambda Living found this North Miami apartment for Camargo and pays 70% of the cost. He only pays $300 a month. The group has placed two other people in the same apartment complex.
It's living with dignity and being able to be true to yourself.
Cindy Brown manages the day-to-day operations at Lambda Living, which is part of Jewish Community Services of South Florida. The group eventually wants to purchase a building to provide more housing for LGBTQ seniors. Brown says many of the people she works with are all by themselves.
They're four times less likely to have children. Maybe they don't have any family left, or maybe their family disowned them when they realized they were gay.
A national nonprofit that advocates for LGBTQ seniors has also been pushing for affordable housing in other cities. SAGE is building LGBTQ-friendly housing in New York. In Miami, I'm Nadej Green for Marketplace.